You're listening to a 3CR podcast created in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.
There is a place where time stands still, where nature is harsh and demanding, where only the quick and the strong and the deadly can survive. This place is no place for civilized man.
I want my gun.
Took it in the guts, Barry.
Far away from my...
All you've got to do now is pass the Australian culture test. Three simple questions, three correct answers,
did you get all this
and
together?
You go through that doorway to the greatest little country in the world.
Good morning, everybody. This is Annie for Showreel, and this is our look at 3CR at the film industry. And today we've got Freya Gillard and Lei Liu, a filmmaker, on the line because they're going to talk to us about upcoming Environmental Film Festival Australia, which is happening on Saturday. G'day, Freya. Are you there?
Yeah, good morning. How are you going?
Good. And you too, Lei. You there?
Yes, I'm here. Yeah.
So, Freya, perhaps you should give my listeners a little bit of an outline of what's going on with the Environmental Film Festival this year on Saturday at ACME.
Absolutely. Just thrilled to talk to you about it. So, yeah, we've got ESSA Presents happening this Saturday. So this is one of our pop-up single-day events. And this time it is ESSA Presents Homegrown, which is a one-day exploration of Australia on screen. And what I'm pretty excited about it is that it's our first time doing a fully Australian program. So it's a chance to explore Australian landscapes, connect with those really hyper-local stories, of what it means to connect to country, care for our environment, and just to connect with the nature around us. We've got shorts, we've got documentaries, we've got panels. It's very exciting.
Yeah. And the shorts, like you say, it takes you from the Werribee Gorge to the Northern Territory, traversing the tops of Mount Kosciuszko and all the way down to Bruny Island, which is off Tasmania. So we really do get a sense of the natural world that we live in.
Yeah, absolutely. And how, I don't know if you're aware, but Australia's pretty big. So when we think about the Australian environment, it can be, you get these like very specific pictures, right? It's where you live and kind of what you've maybe seen in the films, outbush. But this is a really nice package of different stories related to the different environments and what it means to live here and those communities that you can connect with. So, yeah, we've got Bruny Island, which Lei will talk about, Werribee Gorge and kind of local around Melbourne with Outpicker in a minute, but also a call to arms taking us through rugged, temperate rainforest. Later on in the day, we're going up to, Mount Kosciuszko. So I'm excited we're going to see some snow. We don't get a lot of Australian snow content. It's that power of community and how those homegrown stories can really lead to action. This was really designed around the idea that sometimes when people think of environmental films, they assume we're like the Depression Festival and it's just climate anxiety and sadness. And that's obviously there and something it's very important to us that we leave people with opportunities for what to do next and how to take that action. But also environment, just like the country, seems really big. So we're also trying to connect with those more, like I said, hyper-local stories. So you can connect with lots of different environments and what it looks like right now to live here.
Yeah. That 2 p.m. to 3:45 p.m. slot at the Australian Shorts package at ACME on Saturday is a real eye-opener because it's got a lot of humour involved. One of them is Bird Drone, a heartfelt story of unrequited love between a seagull and a human-operated drone with limited battery life.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm avidly nodding, which isn't great for a non-visual medium. But yes, Bird Drone in particular, as a lover of romance and heart as I am, it's a little bit heartbreaking, not going to lie, but it's a fun way of connecting with those ideas of how humanity and our local flora and fauna actually interconnect and the impacts that we're having. But also, who doesn't like a love story?
Yeah, exactly. And we should bring Lei Liu in here, because your short, Outpicker, is also in that program, isn't it? Tell us about that.
So I think in the program it says Where We Gorge, which refers to my short documentary. Yeah.
And I looked up Outpicker. Tell people what Outpicker actually means.
Okay. Simply, I think it's just a story about a queer immigrant and the sense of belonging to litter picking across Victoria. Yeah, that's a story. But actually, because I'm leading the queer litter picking group with this character, who is my friend. So it's just a documentary about our litter picking group. And actually, we have so many people in this litter picking group come from a multicultural background, and they want to connect with the stunning Australian landscape. So I think litter picking is a very good way to bring them to the physical environment, and also by doing litter picking, they will find a sense of community and sense of becoming and belonging.
So litter picking is collecting items that you find in the environment, right?
Yes, just like pick up rubbish.
Yeah, picking
all
up rubbish.
Of rubbish, yeah.
Yeah, which is really curious. And your film actually has appeared in, and this was a bit of an eye-opener to me, I hadn't realised, but the Geelong Queer Film Festival and the Bendigo Queer Film Festival. There's a whole community.
Pretty happy that my short film can go different festivals, even those regional film festivals, to reach out to the broader queer community there. Yeah, Bendigo is the one, and Geelong Pride Film Festival. After the screening, I had a very good chat with some of the audiences, and they also shared their experience in the physical environment and the connection, and also the sense of belonging in the local queer community, which is just very encouraging.
Yeah, I think so too. And your protagonist is originally from China, so this is about becoming a personal identity, but within the Australian environment. Very important.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think a lot of people, they are the new immigrants in Australian land, and many of them in my community, they are queer women. And it's a very interesting thing to see how personal identity connected to the physical environment.
Your filmmaking experience, tell me how important is film in communicating these important messages to an audience?
I think it's absolutely 100% important, because I'm doing this litter picking with my friends. If we just talk about it, our experience, it's just something like verbal. But if we do a short film, it's something audiovisual, and other people can watch it, can see it. Absolutely, I think visual communication, audiovisual thing, like short film representation, is a very important way to show what we are doing. And basically, representation matters.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much for talking to me about that. So, Freya, let's get back to the further part of the program on Saturday, June the 1st at ACME, at the Environmental Film Festival Australia. At 4:15, there's the feature Where the Water Starts.
Yeah, absolutely. I am actually just going to jump back a second to Outpicker, because I just want to say, even though obviously all the films are my favourite, I would say Outpicker is up there as one of my favourites. So we're really honoured and pleasured to have it there. And like, it's just lovely to hear your voice. We've been emailing for so long.
Tell us. Go.
So Where the Water Starts is our second session. And if you look at our program, we really define it around these key tenets of, as I said earlier, demanding action. But we do that through cinema,
through community and through connections. So that first session, that Aussie Shorts, that's our cinema special. So it's an incredible Australian filmmakers. We've got a filmmaker panel, really that love of cinema and communication. And then Where the Water Starts, that's what we think of as our community session. So Where the Water Starts is a really in-depth, broad documentary looking at Snowy Mountains and the various and myriad environmental impacts there, including fires, but also brumbies and the impact of brumbies there, and government support or lack of, depending on the day. And then through that, Richard Swain, an activist, speaks out and connects with local Aboriginal community leaders, business people, farmers, scientists. So it really looks at the issues around Mount Kosciuszko, but also the reality of it from a really like broad scope. It's really about how we can connect with country to protect our planet. And as part of that, we have a community gathering. So sometimes when you go to festivals, you watch a film, and then if you're lucky, there might be a panel that then tells you about the film that you watched, and then you leave. And particularly when we're dealing with big topics, it can sometimes feel, I don't know if you've had this, but you know, you're on the train home and you just want to talk to people about it, but you're just there on your own and the people on the train haven't seen it. Yeah. You're not talking to them. So this is an opportunity for us all to come together. And instead of doing a standard panel, a traditional panel, Mandy King, the filmmaker, and Richard Swain, the main protagonist of the film, will be with us in Acme's cafe space. And we'll have free refreshments, and it's just a chance to talk about the film, meet the filmmaker, meet each other, and really use that community angle to connect with the stories and connect with what people want to do next.
And also the refreshments are about sustainability. They're your people for one of your sponsors.
Yeah, definitely. So for our reception, we're working with Rewine, who do refillable wines and sustainable wines. And then for our canapes throughout, we've worked with Acme's in-house caterers to ensure we've got everything plant-based, seasonal, gluten-free, so we're accessible to people, and we've tried for native ingredients where possible as well.
And then there's a double feature later after that, starting at 6:15, which is Water is Life and River Tree.
Yeah, definitely. So this is bringing us into my final pillar. So this is our connection. So this is about watching these two films that connect related to water and the importance of our water systems. Water is Life is an incredible documentary which we're partnering with SEED, Indigenous Climate Youth Network. I think I've got that in the wrong order, previously known as SEED Mob. And it's a film about Aboriginal communities in the NT fighting fracking. They go travel to the US to learn from activists there. And then River Tree is a bit more of an adventure situation. So if you've ever wanted to do a long-distance paddle around the headwaters of the Clarence River, this is the one for you. Through it, they find the Hayley and Dan, who are the best friends that have traveled, that are doing this together. They find astonishing landscapes, locals, they go on adventures, but also discover the issues of mining in the area.
Yep.
It's
funny because people are always surprised when they go out into the world to discover the extractivist culture.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%. So we see these as two really great films to show what the country has and the beauty of it and the importance of our water, but also what other people are doing to destroy it. And that's followed by an in conversation with two representatives from the film to think about that connection and how we can connect with these stories and connect with what's next. What do we want to do after this? And then the thing you want to do after it is join for the reception. So we go straight from there into the party with that wine I was talking about. So a chance to relax and again meet each other.
Great. And people can get a full day pass and they can get individual tickets and they can do that through ACME or through EFA, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So the all-day pass gets you into everything or you can come to any sessions and 5% of all the ticket income goes to pay the rent.
Thank you very much, both of you, for talking to us this morning.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Throughout the month of June, we'll be asking you, our valued listener, to support fierce, independent and community-driven media during our radiothon.
We'll be taking donations online, over the phone and in the station to help keep 3CR going for another year.
The 3CR radiothon kicks off in June.
To donate, go to 3cr.org.au.
Call the station on 03 9419 8377,
or drop in at 21 Smith Street, Fitzroy, during business hours.
3CR, sound on for solidarity.
You're with Annie on Showreel on 3CR, and we were just finding out about the Environmental Film Festival Australia, which has got one of its day screenings at ACME on Saturday. It sounds really good. It starts at 2. You can get all-day pass as well as refreshments, and join together with like-minded people at ACME on Saturday. We're going to now move towards an opportunity out of the Australian Writers Guild. It's called First Break, and we're going to talk to Susie Hamilton. The full interview you can hear on the podcast, but we'll hear most of it this morning.
This is a great sort of idea coming out of the Australian Writers Guild. Can you explain to my listeners what First Break Vic is?
So First Break is a program that we've been running now for a couple of years, actually, and it came out of some feedback that we were getting that it was difficult to find note-takers, trained note-takers for writers' rooms. You know, being a note-taker in a writer's room is a fairly specific task. You know, you have to have certain skills, you have to be very good at listening, you have to be able to take those notes very quickly, pick up everything that's being said in the room, and then be able to put it into a format that, you know, the writers can then look back on and make sense of, making sure that they capture everything that was said in the room on the day. And as you know, writers' rooms are becoming shorter and shorter. You know, the number of days that writers have in rooms are much shorter. It costs a lot of money to put experienced writers in a room. So having a note taker who knows what they're doing and can really accurately represent what was discussed is just so important. And so we thought that this was a really good opportunity for emerging writers who are looking for work in the industry and an opportunity to get into a writer's room. If they could be a note taker, then they're, whilst they might not be writing in the room, they are exposed to the environment of a writer's room. They're getting to build their networks, getting to know other writers, getting to see how a writer's room works, and nice little bonus, they get paid for it as well.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a collaboration in this particular state in Victoria. You've worked with Vic Screen to develop this particular...
Yes, so this particular one is being supported by Vic Screen. We've also run it in, we're actually running it in New South Wales in the next couple of weeks in conjunction with... ACE and Screen New South Wales. We've also run it in Western Australia with Screen West. And out of that, we have developed a portal on our Pathways website where all of these people who completed the training are then have their bios and their headshots up on the Pathways website, so producers can then go to the tab on the website and find a note taker who, you know, fits the bill for the sort of project that they're working on.
All right. So tell me about, if I was a person who was really keen to do this, what would be that sort of person? What would you be expecting from them?
So as I say, it's a very specific set of skills. There is nothing worse than getting an opportunity to go into a writer's room and then not being able to deliver what the room needs. You know, it ends up being a negative experience. So to be a good note taker, you need, as I say, to be able to listen. You need to have pretty good skills on the computer, you know, for taking notes. If you're the sort of person that, you know, finds it hard to concentrate for any length of time, might not be the right job for you. There's plenty of other entryways into the industry, but note-taking needs someone who's very focused, can listen and interpret what's being said into a really manageable, understandable set of notes for the writers.
All right, so... that's the set of skills that they want from the people. And obviously it's for people who are really trying to get into the industry. You can imagine that you're being a note taker in a room like this, and you'll be able to see what it takes to be in the industry, also how they develop ideas. But how would a person be successful as an applicant? What do you do?
Oh, in terms of how you apply for this particular opportunity, well, through Vic Screen, you need to be a Victorian resident in order to apply. And what we ask people to do is to go to the Apply Here tab on our AWG website, and you'll be asked to provide a one-page bio, which is 500 words, just so we understand where the applicant's coming from, you know, what sort of experience they've had in the industry, if indeed they've had any. A small writing sample, so we don't want to see any more than 5 pages. We just want to see that, you know, you are a serious person, that you understand how to format a script, and that you have some writing talent. And then importantly, an expression of interest, and the maximum for that is 500 words. And really what we want is to see that, you know, you're able to put together an application, that you can express yourself, that you can tell us what it is that this opportunity is, and basically explain how you're going to use this opportunity to develop your career.
Okay, and the next thing is, what are they actually being offered? Because obviously they're not going to go immediately into a note-taking position. What you're doing is actually setting them up to be able to go be note-takers. So what will they be get out of the pathway opportunity?
So they'll be attending a workshop at Acme X in Melbourne that is run by Libby Butler, who has done these sorts of workshops for us before. She's very skilled in this area of training. She's run the workshops for Screen Australia and SBS, Screen Queensland, Screen Tasmania. In addition to the note-taking training that she does, she runs a mock writer's room where she gives the participants an actual opportunity to take some notes, and then she will give each person some feedback on the quality of their notes. That is a one-day workshop that they attend, and at the completion of that workshop, they are then added to the Pathways website, and that we then take that portal and we promote that out to Victorian producers to say, hey, we've got a whole bunch of really talented young writers here who are interested in doing note-taking in your forthcoming writer's room.
And when you say that Libby Butler's a good trainer, she's actually an award-winning writer, isn't she? And a producer,
yes,
director.
She is. She's worked on shows like Neighbours and The Heights. She's a very generous person who's very keen to encourage young writers and give them opportunities. She, you know, she's worked as a note taker herself, and she understands this is a really great way to just start to build those connections in the industry, which is so, so important and so difficult to do in these days. You know, in years gone by, we had these long-running shows where, you know, young writers could get an opportunity in a writer's room that might just be, you know, as a runner or making coffee or as a note taker. You know, and we had shows like Country Practice and All Saints and A Place to Call Home. You know, those long-running shows gave lots of young people an opportunity, a bit of a training ground to develop their skills in writers' rooms. And because, you know, those shows are kind of sadly disappearing, or have more or less disappeared, those opportunities, that sort of apprenticeship in a writer's room, doesn't exist anymore. And that is kind of where First Break came from. That's where that idea came from. How can we provide that training and that skill set to people when those shows are no longer around?
Get ready to add your support during our annual Radiothon.
Sound On for Solidarity.
This year, Radiothon fundraiser, June 2024.
To donate, call 03-9419-8377 or donate online at 3cr.org.au.
3CR Radiothon 2024.
Sound on for solidarity.
That's it for Showreel today. Today we've been talking to the co-director of the Environmental Film Festival Australia. It's got a day's screening starting at 2 p.m. at ACME. It's full of shorts, it's full of documentaries, it's full of panels, it's full of sustainable wine. You can get full day tickets by going to ACME or to the EFFA website. It costs, if you want to go to the whole lot, it's $60 standard, $49 concession, and $45 for ACME members. And 5% of all tickets' income goes to pay the rent. Sounds like a great day, actually. And we've just been listening to a chat I had with Susie Hamilton. It's got a little bit more of it, which you can be on podcast. And it's about First Break. Now, the deadline for First Break is the 10th of June, 5 p.m. on Monday. Go to the AWG, the Australian Writers Guild website, and press apply and follow the prompts. Coming up next is published or not, and we'll go out with Mal Power and Legends.
Habits in a dream, it will come to be. Writings on the wall, standing in the mocking door. When the dream calls, dancing on the oceans, spirits of them all, legends of the ages, the ones they thought before.
Play on so soulfully. Ujuru Naka, life is sweet poetry. Songs of hope captured, ballads of redemption. Footprints of the chosen ones, walking with legends. I see fire on the horizon, burning with the trade winds, a storm is rising. The tides are changing, the nation is sick of crying. Ambitions of survival created a black diamond. Patient with the timing, celebrate the arrival. And now my people shining beyond the silver lining. King Solomon's verses purges on these beats. I sing a song, a legacy, embrace what we achieved. Came in the game, a warrior, chant of freedom. Uncle Archie told me, power, it's time for you to lead him. The voice of Quakey telling me to break the chains. Walk in the footprints of the brave, I swear they say.
Tell it in a dream, it will come to be. Writings on the wall.
Just play on the water, waltzing Matilda to this new world order.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.